The word today is indwelling. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. God wishes for us to have a close relationship with Him. He not only sent His Son Jesus to be our Savior, but sends His Spirit to us so that we can have the Spirit of Christ dwelling in us at all times. This is very comforting and motivates us to live a life to the glory of Christ. Here to discuss this wonderful truth further is Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. On The Word Today, indwelling.
I'm very excited to share with you some of the things that happened to me in the last couple of weeks. I was on a trip to the continent of Africa. The Word Today currently is on about a dozen languages throughout the continent of Africa, and including countries such as South Africa, Kenya, Malawi, Swaziland, and the Word of God is going out, and there are many, many people that are listening and are learning who Jesus is. They're getting in contact with the Word of God in the Bible, and they are realizing the love of God for them in Jesus Christ. So many lives are being changed. It's just a fantastic thing. It was such an encouraging trip to meet with listeners who are eager. They're hungry for more of the Word of God. I hope that the Word Today is able to continue to bring the simple truths of the Bible to you until the return of Christ Himself. Now, that's promised in the future that our Lord Christ is going to return. And the goal of the Word Today is to continue to just simply give you an opportunity to hear the Bible, to get to know our Savior Jesus, and to learn what the Bible actually says. And so this was a great moment in my life to spend 10 days touring and meeting with the people, to visit with the producers of the program in various languages. These people are working hard in order to get the Word of God into your mother tongue. It was just such a wonderful thing. The Word Today is on in 65 languages around the world, and I hope that the Lord will raise up people that see the vision, that understand how big of a work this is, how many people's lives are being impacted, and that He'll raise up donors, supporters, maybe ones that can even fund an entire language that takes anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000 per year to reach an entire people group in a region. And these are people that, through no fault of their own, have never heard the gospel. They haven't had opportunity. There isn't any Christian programming in that language, and there isn't a church nearby, and there aren't Bibles available. So the goal of the Word Today is to simply get the Word of God to them, and the Lord has been blessing it. It's been 40 years that this ministry has been conducted, and God has grown it steadily through those decades. We praise Him and we thank Him. I want to thank you for listening to the Word Today, because you're confirming that we're teaching the truth of God's Word, and I'll bet you can tell its truth. I'm guessing that you can sense when you hear the Word of God and when you hear Jesus' words that this is truth from God. In fact, we're going to spend a few minutes here focusing on the Word Today, which is indwelling. And this is an invitation from Jesus. Jesus gives us a few invitations that are issued to His followers, and one of them is in John 15, where He invites His followers to remain in Him, and He will remain in us. Listen to what He says to His followers in John 15. I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you may bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And that discourse continues on. Jesus, something like seven times in this section, says, remain in me. Well, the analogy of the branch is so simple and clear, and yet tremendously profound. If the branch is somehow disconnected with the vine, it dies. And Jesus is telling us quite simply that in order to have spiritual life, we must be connected to him. We must be in Christ. Now, the idea behind this is that through Christian baptism, you are baptized into Christ, that you now are a follower, a disciple of Jesus. This is profound. This is crucial. A disciple means a person who is going to follow the Lord Jesus, who is going to listen to what he says, to integrate what he says into their lives. Jesus then will give us eternal life. He will give us forgiveness of sins. This is profound. Jesus says we must remain in him, but this is an invitation that he gives. I'd like to think of it this way. If you have a loving relationship, let's say with your children or with your husband or wife, you want their love to indwell in you. You want to remain in that relationship. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is to bring Jesus Christ to us and to let him dwell within us. We're not talking a literal, like, little physical Jesus in us. We're talking about the Spirit of Christ in us. That's what the Holy Spirit's job is. And so that we are joined with the Savior in spirit, and Christ will bring us the benefits, the blessings of his salvation that he won for us when he suffered and died on the cross. Now, as we think about this, we know that Jesus says to remain in him. So there's a active part to this. We have been given a will by God. We have been given the ability to make decisions. And so Jesus is asking you to actively seek to stay connected to him, unlike a branch on a vine, which does not have a decision, a capacity to stay connected or not stay connected. We can make the decision. And Jesus is calling for us to decide to stay close to him, because there's so many things that can get in the way and cause disruption, sometimes moving to a new location. Sometimes health gets in the way. Sometimes busyness and the demands of life, or trying to start or run a business, or other family problems. And Jesus is reminding us that we have to stay connected to him in order to have spiritual life. Notice there is a word of judgment, as many times in what Jesus says. Back in verse 6 or so, he says, if anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that's thrown away and withers, and such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. Well, the analogy of the fire is hell. The analogy is your eternal destruction. This is what is on the line. You either come to Jesus and receive him as your Lord and Savior, or you're like a branch that's cut off and will be tossed away and burned. We need to repent of our sin. We need to realize that we have no spiritual future with God in eternity, and we don't have the forgiveness of sins apart from Jesus. He is the only means of eternal life that's been given, that's available to us. It kind of reminds me of Peter in Acts when he was preaching, I believe it's in chapter 2 on Pentecost, where he was saying, "For there's no other name given under heaven by which men can be saved." It's only through the name of Jesus that you can get eternal life. There is no other means. Now, this is what Jesus is inviting us to. How loving, how kind, how compassionate that he was willing to go to the cross to die so that we could have the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. And we can have confidence in that. The confidence isn't in our own strength, just as the branch doesn't boast and say, "I'm so strong and mighty and so potent that I produce all the fruit myself." Well, that's nonsense. It's the vine, it's the source that gives the succor, the strength to produce the fruit. And in the same way, whenever you do something good and joyous for God and productive for God, it's to the Lord's glory. Please receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let this be the day that you come to the understanding that he is your source of life. This is happening all over Africa. This is happening in Asia. It's happening in Central and South America. All over the world, people are waking up to the realization that Christ is our salvation. I hope that you make that commitment today, that you will remain in Jesus Christ and he will dwell in you through the Holy Spirit. You can have the confidence of forgiveness of sins and salvation and eternal life in Jesus Christ as you remain in him and he remains in you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.